Hello everyone and welcome to this moment right here, I've been going through what I would like to call a spiritual awakening. I don't know if I can even commit to labeling it as that, and that's another thing, like, I don't want to commit to labeling theory. For one, it's like, it's constricting, it feels like an elastic band, it feels like it's like forcing me to become a thing that I'm not sure that I want to be. So yeah, this is just what this moment here is about. We're just gonna talk about this moment right here, you know. I want to talk about, more especially when in terms of spiritual awakening, Christianity. I think a lot of what we see in the media is like, how to become the most perfect Christian. These are the steps. Follow the 10 commandments. This is what you need to do. Dress appropriately. Modesty. There's just like so many rules that make it into, I feel like, a religion rather than a connection with God. Like, the way I see it, or the way I would like to believe, is meant to be seen. but also, like, to each their own. Like, your journey is your journey. The way I see it is, like, I'm working towards, or at least in relationship with God. And understanding how much Jesus dying for my sins meant, and what it means for me right now, what it means in my life, how, like, great of a deed that was, like, how much God bringing his only son to come and die for me means that he loves me. Like, when I put it in that perspective, I think it's much easier, for one, much easier to understand. For two, just like, I think it's the way it's meant to be seen. Okay. Like I said, to each their own, but I think if I think deep enough, I think that's how it's meant to be. And when you're in the way that, when you're in a relationship or in relationship with someone, you want to get to know the person, you want to understand what makes a person tick, like, what would make this person angry, or what makes this person happy, like, is this, like, a funny person, what kind of, humor are they interested in, like, if I do this, am I humoring them, like, it's just, like, understanding God's character, understanding how he loves, and so how I should love. Because there's also the aspect of, like, I'm made in the image of God, so I'm made in his likeness, in it. So there's parts of me that resemble him, even in the slightest bit, you know. So in as much as I resemble him, there's also parts of me that I haven't gotten to know, and I don't see the way he sees, you know. Which is the part I struggle with, especially with, like, condemnation, like, feeling bad about your own sins, is like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm gonna try. The way that I see condemnation is like I sinned, and I feel bad because the Holy Spirit lives in me. I'm fighting the flesh. The flesh is motivated by the world, motivated by greed and money and pleasure and just all of these things that the Bible says we shouldn't follow. And God would be unhappy with us following, right? And we feel bad And we feel bad because like, we are made in the image of, like, there's a little God inside of us, There's a little God inside of us. Sounds wild, but like I said, we have a semblance of God within us, and we feel bad for that reason. So then when you feel bad, the flesh, or like the version of love that we understand, which is very like, what's the word? It puts us at a disadvantage because God's love is so big. But anyway, like the way that we understand, or we have gotten to understand life, is like, okay, if I do something bad, I'm going to be punished. I'm going to be punished, and probably the person I did this bad thing to is going to hate me. And we get modeled through life by our parents, or like school, or like friends. You know, whenever you do something bad, you fear that, oh, I'm going to be pushed out of the clan. I'm going to be cussed out. I'm gonna be hated. I'm gonna be the weird kid. People are gonna hate me. Oh no, what am I gonna do? So I think that's the way in which I understand condemnation. And recently I've come to realize that, like, God doesn't love in the way that human beings love. You know, you're busy in pain, struggling to go to the person. No, I don't want to say person, because God isn't a person, but you guys get what I'm saying, I hope. I don't want to go to the person that I know can heal me, because I think, based on previous experiences, I think he probably hates me. I think he wants nothing to do with me because I'm dirty, you're just at war with your wrongs, you know? Yeah, I'm here to tell you that God doesn't love the way you love. God doesn't love the way your mom loves, or your dad loves, or the teacher in high school that was your, like, taught your favorite class loves. God doesn't love the way your principal from primary school loves. God doesn't love the way you, like, you can't even compute the way he loves, because he is love. God is love. Not only does he love, he is. God is love. He is it. He is the going through this journey and like realizing that it's dumb, or like not even, not dumb, I don't want to say dumb, but it's like crazy for me to think that I feel so bad that I've wronged this person, that I struggle to then go and ask for forgiveness because I think he hates me. But then it's like you're running from the thing that could save you. You're running from the person who's like, come here, like, stop playing, like, come here, dog. Not dog. And yeah, I want to like push people to look at Christianity less as, oh, these are the rules that I have to follow. Obviously, like, be a good Christian, follow the commandments, you know, understand the journey for yourself and be in relationship with God for yourself. And that's just like the way that condemnation works in it. It's like you feel bad because probably God is telling you, don't do this thing. Don't do this thing. And then you do it. And understand that that looks different for every person. Like the things that God has told me not to do, next person, God is probably like, ah, you can, you're. I mean, I don't know. Like it's not one size fits all. In the way that every relationship isn't one size fits all, our modeling, I feel like, dictates the level of connection we seek out with God. You know, based on what we're like warped, or like our past experiences have. I don't want to say that it's unfortunate, because I think there's a lot to learn from past experiences. There's a lot to learn from what we know. And it's a good place to, like, to learn from. And that's the thing, that, like, God teaches you in the little things. The other day, guys, the other day. I don't know, like, and this is funny because it's something I've been battling with for a long time. And it's like, just like to put it simply, imagine struggling with something and then not understanding how to deal with the problem, that you try to do it. You try to fix the problem yourself. But obviously, because you're a human being and you fall short, like, you can't do it on your own. God is there to assist you. You know, God is your strength. And then you ask him, hey, God, can you help me? This problem is so big. It's so large. I don't understand what to do. Can you help me? Help me. And then he's like, the way he said it, it was like, okay, what's the biggest commandment? He said, what's the biggest commandment? And then I remember, like, a passage from, I don't know which scripture it is. I feel called. Let me check. Let me reference the Bible. Okay. Let me reference this amazing big book with all the answers, you know? He said, what's the greatest commandment, Lissetti? I turned to Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Okay, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. It says, Jesus replied, love the Lord. Wait, let me start from the beginning. Not the beginning, but like a verse before. Matthew 22, verse 36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on to these two commandments. Obviously, there's the other commandments. Don't discard the other commandments because I only mentioned this scripture. You know, read the book for yourself, understand it for yourself, okay? But he said, what is the greatest commandment, the city? And I read it, love the Lord your God, you know, with all your heart. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And that's the one he was telling me. He said, Lissetti, go and take the trash out. Because it's crazy because in my head I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a big problem. I know I'm being like really vague about it, but like this is all you guys need to hear, you know. It was like, oh my gosh, this is such a big problem. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like, I need help. God, help me, help me, help me. Just like screaming, crying. And then he was like, the greatest commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. Are you loving your neighbor as yourself right now? And then I had to think about it. I was like, am I loving my neighbor as myself? If I love myself, I love myself. I like to believe I love myself a lot. I've gotten to know myself and understand myself. And I know that I love a clean space. I love it. I love it so much when my surroundings are clean. I feel like it gives me the space and time to think and like exercise creativity and like do the things that I want to do. If my space is clean, I feel amazing. You know, I feel like I'm working on like sunshines and rainbows and flower bombs. You know, it's a good time when my room is clean. And because I live with other people, I love how I said, I'm not saying the story, but I'll open up a little. And because I live with people, I can easily tend to be like, okay, I took out the trash last time, so can you figure it out? Help me in this space. Help me. I don't want to be the bigger person here. Can you take out the trash? But see how that conversation is happening in my head. I'm not communicating any of this. And he said, Lissity, are you loving your neighbor as yourself? I said, no, because I haven't taken the trash out. He said, take the trash out. He said, Lissity, empty that bin right now. I said, okay. But, yeah, this was just like a long-winded way of saying, get in relationship with God, understand him for yourself, understand his character, understand the way that he communicates for yourself so you can be a better Christian. Yeah, thanks guys for tuning in. I hope we can do this again. I love this moment here.